Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you've already been here today, and if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And don't forget to check out my website when you get a chance. That's at www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. It comes every week by email. Join the more than 10,000 happy subscribers to the newsletter and to the Small Business Advocate newsletter, except for those three who unsubscribed this week. They're not so happy, but we don't care about them. And the feature article this week is called Professional Vitamin C. So check that out when you get a chance, jbsba.com. Steve Chandler is an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a business productivity consultant. He's a corporate trainer. He's worked with companies all over the country and halfway around the world. He's an author extraordinaire. He's one book is just doing great after years and years on the shelf. 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. That book's been out several years and still in the bookstore, selling great. His new book is called The Joy of Selling, and he's the only guy in the world who has the radio voice that I wish I had. Steve Chandler, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
I've never told you that, Steve, but I love your voice.
Well, you know, you make me self-conscious now. I was going to come on with a real high-pitched voice, but now I've got to really stay in my low register.
and also a pretty serious rock aficionado. And so, Steve, I know you'll join me in saying how sad we all are that Warren Zevon has passed on.
Yes, and he was very clever, very brilliant, very creative, and it is too bad that he's gone.
Roland, the headless, what was it, the Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner or something like that?
Well, he had a number of those offbeat songs, but
the Envoy?
Yeah, Werewolves of London.
Oh, that's the classic, yeah, his
I'll
hair. And Steve Chandler, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Chandler's hair is perfect, too.
How do you know that?
Well, I got a picture right here, Steve.
All right, that was
touched up. I know that they made sure your hair was perfect. Hey, Steve, let's talk about the joy of selling. Why is selling joyful?
Well, you know, the thing is, it's joyful when it is good, and that's the whole point of the book. This is something, when you mentioned that I was a productivity consultant, I'm going to now give you and your listeners the number one point, the number one secret of productivity.
Drum roll, Kyle.
Kyle wasn't ready. And that is relaxation, oddly enough. Because if you have two free throw shooters who are both on the line, let's say it's one of those contests at halftime and you've mm-hmm. got 2 minutes to think as many as you can, mm-hmm. the one who's the most relaxed, calm, focused is going to hit the most free throws. It's not the one who's the most tense. And the reason I bring this up is that 9 business people out of 10, or 9 people out of 10 who are in business for a living, when they have a goal to hit or a problem to solve, they tense themselves up and they stress themselves out over it. And they think that what they're doing is caring. And what they think is, I really care about this, so I've really got myself worked up over it, and I'm really focused on it now, and I'm fretting over it.
And they're intense, and the intensity is coming across, isn't it?
That's right.
But it's probably coming across as anxiety instead of intensity.
Exactly correct. It's anxiety, it's worry, it's all these negative emotions. And the problem with stressing myself out over anything at all is that I now lose all my best resources. I lose my sense of humor. I lose my imagination. I lose my compassion for the other person. And now I'm just stressed. And most people in sales and business stress themselves out over the most important issues, and that's why they perform so poorly.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing that a person could possibly do, which is the whole point of all the ideas in The Joy of Selling, is to learn and continue to learn to practice relaxation. So that, I don't mean relaxation to the point where you're just fooling around on your computer all sides. I mean relaxation to where I'm doing the high return activity. I'm doing my priority task, but I'm doing it in a totally relaxed way.
Well, you're at ease.
You're at ease.
That's the thing I think I like to think about. You're at ease, and when you're at ease, you come across as confident, and nothing makes a customer feel more safe, feel safer with the people they do business with than a company and individuals who seem to be at ease as they're serving you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so people say, well, how can I help stressing out? The call I'm about to make is important. How can I help it? You'd be stressed out, too, if you were in my position. We're losing money.
Stand by, Steve. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Steve Chandler, the author of The Joy of Selling. Also, 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and The Truth That Will Set You Free. Still one of my favorites.
Watch it roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Let me remind you that coming up in our show straight ahead, we got one of the things we're going to do, folks, is we're going to do a little looking back at 911. We're going to take at least one segment and do that and look back at 911. I've got a couple of things I want to say about that. Rich Galen is going to join us. He's going to talk to us a little bit about that. We're going to reflect a little bit backwards and then focus a little bit forward, too, in that segment. And then Rich Sammons is going to sit in for Joan Pride, who's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Rich is Joan's off this week, and so Rich is going to sit in for her as we talk about the most recent things that Kiplinger has to say about what's going on out there in the world. Steve Chandler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of the new book, The Joy of Selling. Steve, you know, I've been selling all my life. When I think about it, I can go back to literally being a little bitty guy. And I remember selling something. I remember thinking, you know, I mean, literally asking people to buy stuff from me.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the different things that I did way back as a little bitty guy, even you know in elementary school, I did some of this. And so, you know, you and I are kindred spirits when it comes to this thing about the joy of selling. But I also know that as good as maybe I have feel that I am, and that I you know worked hard to be a professional and to be able to take care of my customers, I also know that sometimes the organization doesn't always complement the sales force. Sometimes
right.
The folks who are in support of you don't. Here's a quick story. This week, I called a vendor and I asked if they could do something for me. A support person told me that was what I asked them was an unreasonable request. That's a quote, an unreasonable request. And I said to her, I said, wait a minute. I'm your customer. I can't possibly ask you anything that's unreasonable. And so I actually was about to go somewhere else, and then the salesperson got on the line and said, oh, hi, Jim. Hey, I got you taken care of. I got you covered. Don't worry about it. We got this taken care of. And so, but his relaxed attitude got me back to thinking about doing business with him. But the previous conversation, which was obviously pretty tense, made me want to run away.
Right. And so many people in our companies are tense, and we don't take time to hire a people person because we just hire somebody to fill a need, and somebody quits, and we need somebody to take that position, and so we don't have time to interview, so we hire somebody really quickly. We put somebody in there, and what we don't realize, they've got all these issues and unresolved anxieties and biomedical problems, and they're turning off people day and night. The people who answers... The person who answers your phone is the voice of your business, mm-hmm. And yet 9 businesses out of 10 that I call have really either cold, chilly, or nasty people answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the message they send you is, I don't really like this job. It's a low-end job. I'm trying to get through the day. I wish you hadn't called. I'm hassled already. How can I help you? They don't even say, how can I help you? They say, will he know why you're calling? Who are you with?
Right.
Do you have any reason to call? Do you have your green card?
Why are you here?
Yeah. Why are you?
We need 2 photo IDs before I can put you through.
Yeah. It really is. It just people actually turn off the customers, and then they have these meetings. You know, in the other room, in the conference room, they're having a meeting, a about how to attract customers. Meanwhile, the woman at the reception desk is turning customers away with her attitude on the phone while she's filing her nails and
let me tell you about that meeting, Steve. That meeting is somebody the company just paid $5,000 to come in and help their salespeople become better salespeople.
That's me. I'm in that meeting.
Right? Yeah.
And the best advice I could give.
Oh no! If you're there, it's 10,000, right?
Well, yeah. I was just trying to exude some humility for your listeners. But
it's not coming across, Steve.
I know. But if I say the best thing I could do in that meeting is say, "Let's march out and listen to your receptionist." Mm-hmm. That's step one in improving your business.
You know, when I used to do sales training years ago, when I had my own consulting company, I used to train a lot of banks how to sell. And when I talked to especially independent community banks, and when I talked to the president, we'd talk about, you know, how we were going to pull it off, the logistics, and how much room we needed for the meetings and everything. And they were always surprised when I told them that I wouldn't work for them if I didn't get everybody. And they said, "What do you mean everybody?" I said, "I want your courier and your CEO and everybody in between."
Yeah.
And they said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Because before we leave, I'm going to make sure you give every employee a business card. I want I even want the courier to have a business card, because when they go out there and they tell somebody where they work, I want them to flip their business card out and say, 'Hey, I'm the courier for this bank or this company. And obviously I'm really proud to be working there.'" I know somebody in New York City, and I'm not going to say the company's name, but when you call the office, a lady answers and she says, "Johnson and Company." Just like that, you know, real gruff, gravelly voice. And then you tell them who you want, and she'll say, "Okay." And she's gone.
Yeah.
Now, if I didn't like these people, I wouldn't call them back.
That's right. And that is a disconnect between the owner of the business and the people in the business. The owner, if you really sit him down and say, "Do you really want your customers treated that way? Do you really want your customer told that they've just made an unreasonable request?" The owner would say, "Well, of course not. I would never condone that. But what you have to ask is, what have you done that would guarantee that that would never happen?
Mm-hmm.
What policies do you have in place? What training do you have of your people? What standards do they know that you hold for customer service?"
And those standards give them the background to answer that question. She didn't have any idea I was going to ask that question. And that was her reaction to me.
Right.
She hadn't been trained to say that. Her reaction was, "That's unreasonable." Well, that's an attitude problem.
That is.
That doesn't work. And there's no joy in a bad attitude, I can tell you that right now, folks. Tin Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Chandler. You got the sign. It's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Chandler is our guest, the author of the new book, The Joy of Selling. And Steve, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, it's available on Amazon.com. That's the fastest and most cost-effective way to get this book. It's
okay.
In bookstores, but you know what bookstores are like these days.
Yeah, I do. Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with bookstores? I like bookstores.
Well, I don't want to denigrate bookstores that carry your book, but
of course. But I think, hey, Steve, they've been pretty good to you too, though.
Yeah, I noticed a trace of envy in your voice when you said it's still in the bookstores when you were talking about my first book.
Yeah, that's right. It still is. Oh, you're right about that. No, I'm. You're my hero when it comes to bookselling. There's no question about it. I mean, you're the man.
Well, you know what's funny about that book is, in the last year, now it's been out five or six years, but the last year, it was published in China, Japan, Mexico. I mean, there are about 14 different countries that all published that book. So now it's got some kind of international following that surprises me.
Well, it doesn't surprise me at all, Steve. I mean, your words are compelling on many levels. Whether it's in English or Swahili, and so that didn't surprise me at all. Let's get back to the joy of selling, though. Tell us some other things that we can do to make sure that not only we but our organization understands the joy of selling.
Well, it's like Jack Nicklaus. Anybody who masters a certain ability, what you really need to teach yourself to do in selling in business is to enjoy it. just take a deep breath and think about all the things about this person that I like, and I get compassionate, and I really want to see this person as another human being.
You really have to get centered about them, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
I like the deep breaths, and I'd like to. The only thing I'd like to say is, don't take a deep breath. Take about 5 deep breaths.
Yeah, once you get into the swing of it.
Uh-huh.
But you know, when I tell people to take 5 deep breaths, they say, "Oh, I don't have time for that."
Well, 6 is hyperventilating, so you want to just take 5. That'll keep you.
But you know, people do this busy thing. They think that the busier I am, the better I can feel about what I've done today. And really, the truth is, the busier they are, the least attention they've paid to the most important aspects of their business today. And it really is smart to slow down and relax. And if it's important for me to meet with this person, then I want to take my time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a really nice, relaxed conversation. I don't want to just rush through it, bang, bang, bang. I'm on my cell phone. I'm about to get on a plane. I wanted to call you. This dishonors other people. And it makes
mm-hmm.
them, it does not create the relationships you need to have a great business.
You know, one of the things that I do, you probably saw the movie, the Bob Fosse movie, and before he'd go on stage, he'd put his hands over his face, and he'd close his eyes, put his hands over his face, and just sort of rest for a minute, and then he'd raise his head up and look in the mirror, and we'd remove the hands, and he'd smile and he'd say, "Showtime."
Oh,
and
yeah.
I actually have done that. I've actually been so wired up and so anxious about whatever else was going on that before I went into a call or before I took a call or before I, you know, before I met with somebody, I would literally go through that physical activity that I just described, and I'd look up and I'd smile and I'd say, "Showtime." And then I'd go in and do a good job.
Yeah. If when I'm coaching a person who owns a business, I like to look at their to-do list and say, okay, take 4 things off that list and give them to someone else or put them something and to spend more time and attention on the things that are important on your list. And
mm-hmm.
and they just have the best day. They have the greatest breakthroughs.
So what you're saying is that one of the ways that prevents us from having as much joy in selling is when we haven't learned how to delegate.
Yeah, delegate, trust other people to do it, enjoy passing the task along and say, it would really help me if you were able to do this for me. I trust you to do a great job with it. So I can keep simplifying my life day after day. I've got to simplify it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have great relationships and I want to relax into what I do.
Right.
Just like someone shooting a free throw needs to be relaxed to make the free throw. In putting, you need to relax and be calm and confident. Same is true in business.
Absolutely. Steve Chandler, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Well, you're welcome, Jeff.
The Joy of Selling. You want to give us a website?
No, I do not. I don't have a website.
I've never had
a website.
We're going to have to work on that, Steve.
All right.
But go to Amazon or any bookstore and you find lots of stuff that Steve has written, and they're all good. But his new book is called The Joy of Selling. Steve, thank you. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post on our behalf around the world. God bless you. God be with you. We're proud of you. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.